Mark Anderson, and now you has jazz. In this program, we're exploring the music of Duke Ellington. Childhood, Edward Kennedy Ellington believed that he was destined for greatness. He was born on the 29th of April, 1899, in Washington, D.C., the only son of a respectable black middle-class family. Music was seen as a great, genteel accompaniment to Duke, who was to take piano lessons from a person called Mrs. Clinkscale. Now, this was his only formal training, but he showed promise and soon gave up. So, that was told a lie, because we're now to hear recordings that are made between 1927 and 1929. And first up is Red Hot Band, which, of course, he had for many, many years.
Oh,
it certainly was. Cotton Club played a big part in the life of Duke Ellington in his early music, and we're going to have Rockin' and Rhythm recorded in 1928. At the age of 12, Duke began to sneak into burlesque theatres and pool rooms where he heard ragtime. He began to pick up on that and to play write jazz from a local ragtimer. This proved much more fun than the lessons with Mrs. Clink's tales. So, at 15, he composed his first piece of jazz, and it's called Soda Fountain Rag, and recorded early in the 20s. But it's his first ever composition, and as we will find out, many of the tunes that we so love so well are the same. So let's try this Soda Fountain Rag.
His first piece was called Soda Fountain Rag.
A soda fountain rag?
Sure. Well, yes, sir.
How did
can't play it anymore. It's too hard.
I chose the next track because it just sounded so good. The Cotton Club Stomp, and it's Ring Dim Bells. Is the next track, recorded in 1931 with Duke Ellington Orchestra and featuring the Rhythm Boys on vocal.
Thank you. tell sincere. No other words can tell it half so clearly. Three little words, a little letter, which simply mean I love
featuring Duke's early music recorded in the Roaring Twenties, the era of prohibition and gangsters. Our next track is with Rosemary Clooney and Duke Ellington's Sophisticated Lady. Duke Ellington was not a person who had a band singer. And indeed, there were very few people he used as a vocalist. But he certainly does well with Rosemary Clooney. Featuring Duke's early music recorded in the Roaring Twenties in the era of prohibition and gangsters. Next week we will look at some more treasures from Duke. We'll end this program with one of his greatest hits, Satin Doll.